The Defense Department is rebuilding its acquisition workforce, adding 20,000 jobs after a time of atrophy that defense leaders say really hurt that workforce. Renee Thomas Rizzo is on detail as Acting Director of Human Capital Initiatives in the Office of the Undersecretary for Acquisition, Technology, and Logistics.
When we look at reshaping the acquisition workforce, we really focus on what's the work that's required of the workforce and what's needed to deliver programs on time and to meet the needs of the department. So we really are focused on what the requirement is, what the demand signal is for people to do the work, not a budget-based workforce shaping process. So we count on that, and to date, you know, until we're told we're not going to execute programs, we're going to continue to work to grow our workforce to meet the demand signal to get the job done.
DOD started growing its acquisition workforce in earnest during 2002. That's after Congress approved the Defense Acquisition Workforce Development Fund, or DADF. It's an $11 billion program for things like hiring, training, and retention. And it's been just what the doctor ordered for DOD, including the Army, where Tom Evans leads the Workforce Management Division under the Acquisition Support Center.
We have used the DOTA Fund to reshape our workforce, and that has helped us, especially in the contracting career field. We've put basically about 1,500 new contracting employees since the fund's been available to us, and that's working toward a end goal of about, 900 current hires, and 1,500 is the end goal for our workforce, for the contracting workforce alone.
Evans says a lot of improvements in the Army's acquisition corps stem from workforce development money for training programs. Enter the Defense Acquisition University. Dr. Roy Wood is the dean of its Defense Systems Management College.
One of the things that we've been able to do with the Workforce Development Fund is to increase the number of student seats that we have. We've almost doubled those since 2008 to increase that training, and we've also increased the quality of training and the additional courses that we've added, like the CON 090, a four-week entry level, to be able to help our contracting interns as they come into the program get acclimated to the federal requirements and to work through that training to get them off on the right foot. We've revamped our contracting curriculum. We've revamped our business and finance curriculum and separated out the cost estimating piece of that, and that's getting a lot of attention. We've worked in the technical courses for system engineering, IT, and software engineering to revamp those curricula as well.
Wood says all of that means a better trained defense acquisition workforce to help DOD save money. You'll find another example of growth during the budget crunch at the Navy, where Thomas Rizzo has her permanent job as Director of Acquisition Career Management.
The Navy has moved out in the last 2 years, and we're off to a big start. We've hired probably 4,400 folks, and our original goal through FY15 was 6,922. And myself and Mr. Jim Thompson, who's a principal civilian deputy at ASNRDA, working for the Mr. Stackley up as the acquisition executive, we meet quarterly with all of our major acquisition commands to calibrate and modulate that demand signal in shaping our workforce. So it wasn't a plan we did 3 years ago, and it stuck. We're continually working with what that plan should be. Again, a requirements demand-based demand signal for our workforce, not a budget-based demand signal.
Rizzo says that, like the Army, the Navy has made workforce development and training key drivers in the push to improve its acquisition workforce, but that doesn't mean easy going, especially for industry. Debbie James is the Executive Vice President of Communications and Government Affairs at SAIC. She says the federal acquisition workforce is hugely in flux.
It's tantamount to doing a major upgrade on an airplane engine while you're flying the plane. In other words, they have a million things going on. It's a very high-tempo environment, and yet there's lots of change going on. They're trying to hire up and train thousands of new people into the acquisition workforce while simultaneously teaching them new rules, which they are creating in real time, as well as trying to retrain members of the existing acquisition workforce. So it's a very, very complex and challenging environment, and one in which there's huge scrutiny from the U.S. Congress, from the GAO and other agencies who have looked at 10 years worth of war and certain irregularities that have occurred. And now there is enormous scrutiny, which of course causes the acquisition workforce to be very cautious in the way they proceed.
But even as DoD tries to improve and grow its acquisition workforce, it's not ignoring the fact that the Defense Department faces possible sequestration beginning in FY 2013. The Air Force, for example, is watching the situation very closely. Scott Harwood is Human Capital Initiatives Manager under the Director of Acquisition Career Management. He says that on top of budget pressure, the Air Force is also trying to trim its overall workforce to 2010 levels.
It's a trade-off that we're having to be careful about making so that we don't lose critical skills as we do the reductions that we're having to make in the Air Force. So we're looking hard at what skill sets are being preserved to ensure we don't lose something that we are going to need and preserve the most critical skills like our STEM and our most experienced contracting program management people.
What's the size of your acquisition workforce?
Today we're at about 35,000 people.
Is that too much? Do you have to reduce that or is that just right?
Well, that's being examined and really kind of out of my area of expertise on what the exact numbers are going to be. It all depends on what our future missions turn out to be. So as we look across program requirements and programs change, then we adjust the acquisition workforce appropriately.
The Defense Logistics Agency is also keeping a watchful eye on the size of its acquisition workforce. Acquisition Director Nancy Heimbaugh says that means her agency has become laser-focused on efficiency.
Because of that, we have placed a high demand on ourselves to look for considerable and significant savings in everything that we do. While at the same time, what we want to do is hold our numbers constant so that we're at least able to meet the mission, the critical mission that we have, but stay in line with those budgetary reductions that are facing us as right now.
Heimbaugh says DLA will do whatever it needs to address whatever happens to the defense budget, but if that means cuts to its workforce, DLA will try to make sure its acquisition workforce doesn't take too hard a hit. In Washington, Ruben Gomez, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.